Ever since the Arab oil embargo of the 1970s, a ban has kept most U.S. crude oil from being sold overseas. Supporters say it's good for American strategic interests to keep it at home. Environmentalists think it serves as a check on the burning of fossil fuels, so they like it. And so do many refiners and petrochemical companies. That's because refined crude oil is exportable. So refineries can buy landlocked U.S. crude at a discount, then sell gasoline on the international market. Who hates the ban? Oil drilling companies and, increasingly, Texas lawmakers.
Like it or not, we're still an oil-producing state in a big way, and we certainly need to be able to keep our folks drilling.
U.S. Representative John Carter, Republican from Georgetown, is co-sponsor of a bill that would lift the ban. That's authored by another Texas rep and sponsored by three more. Carter says lifting it would also strengthen the U.S. hand in dealing diplomatically with Russia, but the fate of the ban may come down more to the price of gasoline. Supporters of the ban say lifting it would raise gas prices. Those hoping to end the ban say it's been keeping prices artificially high. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bushell, KUT News.